Allison Bono, Director of Communications for the American Red Cross in Mid-Michigan. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good. I hope everybody out there experienced the weather we had last night and made it through all right. I know there's people without power, but the Red Cross, it's been a strange summer for the Red Cross with all the wildfires and the flooding and power outages. So we've been busy, 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 and we haven't even had a major hurricane yet.
It's been absolutely crazy here in Michigan, let alone the rest of the country. And speaking of the rest of the country, the Mid-Michigan American Red Cross responding to the victims of Tropical Storm Debbie in Florida and the wildfires out in Colorado. Let's start with the Tropical Storm Debbie victims in Florida. What is the agency doing to help those people down south?
Of course, they're experiencing power outages, which isn't helping any situation. They have the heat, and then some of them just need shelter to come in for meals because they have no electricity and they're trying to clean up. Others need to come to shelters because their homes are totally destroyed. So we're mass feeding, as we call it, and sheltering.
And how many workers have been deployed to Florida?
Well, across the nation, over 1,100 Red Cross disaster workers are spread out over 13 states. And if you go to the website, redcross.org, and you can click on the find a shelter, and you can see where the shelters are located, and it's all across the United States.
All right, let's take a look now at what's going on out in Colorado with the wildfire victims. How is the agency helping out the people out west?
Well, we're actually helping the homeowners. If they have insurance, you know, they at least have a better chance of getting a place to stay and everything. We have shelters open. But a lot of it is also canteening for the firefighters and making sure that everyone stays hydrated and also getting news to the local residents because a lot of the power is out, what to do, when to evacuate, and how to prepare for evacuation.
And before I let you go, Allison, for people who have questions about how they can help those in Florida and Colorado or about the Red Cross in general, where can they go?
They can go to www.redcross.org or they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS because we're also experiencing a terrible shortage in blood collections because, as you can imagine, everywhere that's suffering from floods and wildfires, all those donation posts are down. And so summer is always a bad time for blood collection. So donating blood could be a wonderful help, too.
Allison Bono, Regional Director of Communications for the American Red Cross in Mid-Michigan. Allison, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.